from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenyans voting in presidential election rerun. Election day in Kenya. Thursday's repeat of Kenya's presidential election has been marred by clashes between police and protesters, as well as unopened polling stations and opposition strongholds. President Uhuru Kenyatta cast his ballot despite the boycott by his opponent. He hopes people will show up at the polls.
Requesting them humbly that they should turn out in large numbers, cast their vote, make their decision, choose their leader, and for our country to move on, because I believe that we're tired as a country of electioneering. It's time we move forward.
His plan to unify the country if he wins?
I think just with any campaign. And as I said yesterday, campaigns are divisive. And this is the responsibility of whoever is elected as president to deal with those divisions and to bring and to heal the country and to bring it together.
As to the prospects of his reaching out to the leader of his opposition, Raila Odinga.
Let us first get through this day. But as a responsible leader, you must reach out. And that is my intention.
Violence also broke out in the western city of Kisumu, where a man was shot and killed during clashes between police and protesters. On the eve of the election, main opposition leader Raila Odinga urged his supporters to boycott.
Convince your friends, neighbors and everyone else not to participate. Instead, we advise Kenyans to value democracy and justice to hold vigil and prayers.
This is VOA News. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont says the Spanish government will worsen the political crisis over the Catalonia region's push for independence if lawmakers go ahead with a threat to revoke its autonomy. In a letter today to the Senate, Puigdemont said the proposed steps go beyond reasonable measures and carry direct and immediate consequences for the people of Catalonia. The Senate is expected to approve direct rule for Catalonia during a session on Friday. In central Yemen, at least seven suspected Islamic State militants were killed on a U.S. drone strike. Two cars said to be carrying armed individuals were struck in Al Baydak province. Meanwhile, the United States joined Gulf states on Wednesday in imposing sanctions on several individuals and entities accused of supporting Islamic State and Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Steve Mnuchin is the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury.
Today, the U.S. announced new sanctions on nine individuals and entities that finance and facilitate terrorism and are actively supporting violence in Yemen.
The Gulf states named four other individuals for a total of 13. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Thursday announced an offensive to recapture the western border region of al-Qaim and Rawa near the Syrian border, the last bastion of Islamic State control in the country. In the meantime, Iraqi troops backed by Shiite militia shelled Peshmerga positions in northern Nineveh province a day after Kurdish authorities offered to put their independence bid on hold in order to resolve the dispute with Baghdad through dialogue. Iraq views the referendum as illegal and seized Kurdish-held Kirkuk last week. The lower house of Brazil's Congress on Wednesday voted to reject charges of corruption filed by the Prosecutor General's office against President Michel Temer in a case allegedly involving bribes paid by a meatpacker. Mr. Temer's political opponents failed to reach the necessary 342 votes to put him on trial. One of those opponents, Congressman Silvio Costa, said anyone voting yes was celebrating corruption. The 77-year-old Temer, who is trying to pass key reforms to revive the country's economy, survived a similar vote in August. New airport security measures for all inbound flights to the U.S. are to take effect on Thursday. With some passengers to be subjected to interviews, they're expected to result in flight delays around the world. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based AirlinesRating.com.
Many airlines have already alerted passengers that they need to check in 3 hours before. And I think the boarding process, instead of being 45 minutes ahead, will probably be more like an hour to an hour and a half.
The new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices. The ban was imposed after U.S. intelligence discovered Islamic State and Al-Qaeda were looking into ways to plant bombs inside of laptop computers. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.